So it's great to be here, great to be with you again, and I'll share a bit as well about our experience yesterday, which was great fun. If you've got a Bible, maybe turn with me to John's Gospel and chapter 17. No doubt it will appear on the screen behind me, he says in faith, and there we are, praise the Lord for that. And I'm reading just from verse 13 to 19, okay? Verse 13 to 19, which is Jesus praying. He prays, "I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified." We thank God for his word to us. Well, I hope you've had a really good summer. It's my first chance to say welcome back to the new term and the new church year. And I hope, because in essence we run a really heavy kind of term time program here, for want of a better word, I hope that as sort of home groups have paused and some of our kind of regular ministries have taken a summer break, that you've had some time to rest and to recuperate a bit. And I hope that you're nicely refreshed and relaxed, because we're going for it again now, back together. So we're at the beginning of a new year, and back to school, back into the routine, back to church groups, as we heard, I'm sure, home groups, if they haven't already begun or be launching again this week, back into the routine. And let me tell you, folks, there is a really exciting year ahead. There, exactly, well done. All right, we're getting there. We're making steady progress towards full engagement now, aren't we? Some people have even logged off Facebook and are starting to listen, aren't they, Fiona? But it is an exciting time ahead, and I mean that really, particularly as we focus around mission and evangelism, that second part of our vision statement, that we be a people that reach out with God's hope and love to the community around us. And that's begun, I guess, in earnest yesterday with the first of our mission Saturdays on the streets. And it was great fun chatting to folk, cleaning the streets up and generally making our presence felt in the neighbourhood. And you might say, well, what on earth has all of that got to do with John's record of Jesus' prayer? Well, actually, it's got more than you might think. The context, of course, is Jesus' high priestly prayer, where he is praying for his disciples. He's in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's aware of all that is to come, his arrest, his trial, his crucifixion. And so he prays, and as he does so, he begins to pray for the world. Before he does that, he prays for his disciples, his followers. And the first thing he does is to pray that they be changed and transformed. Verse 17, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Jesus talking to God, the Father, sanctify them, the disciples, by your truth, Father, for your Father, your word is truth. All right? Now, this word sanctify, very sort of otherworldly term, isn't it? I don't know if you're anything like me that, you know, sitting in the office at work, or, you know, perhaps with the grandkids at home or at the Probus Club, whatever it might be, you don't generally just drop the word sanctification or sanctify into everyday parlance. And so it has a bit of a kind of complex overtone to it. But of course, what it means is to be made more saintly. So sanctification, or to sanctify, is the process or the making of something more saintly, the making of something more holy, more pure. It is that changing, that transforming of something. And in this context, it's the transforming of lives. So really what Jesus is saying is, Father, change these people, transform these people by your word, for your word is truth. Now, folks, our vision as a church is that we might live like Jesus and reach out with God's hope and love. Live like Jesus, reaching out with God's hope and love. And so to a point here that is reflected, Jesus prays that through the truth of God, God's word, the disciples then will be shaped and molded and sanctified, made more saintly, more holy. And as they do, they look more and more and more and more like the only one who has modeled a fully holy human life. And that is Jesus. And so God's purpose and God's plans then are about, and they continue to be about, shaping you and me into the likeness of Christ, transforming us and shaping us so that in fact, the light and the life of Christ shines through us. So Jesus can be seen in all that we say and all that we do. So actually more fully and fully and fully, we then live like Jesus. So that's the first thing. It's about living like Jesus. And then secondly, try to be a bit briefer than normal today. Jesus makes clear that just as he has been sent by the Father, so too he sends the disciples. So verse 18, check it for yourself. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. And of course, there's these great echoes, isn't there, with that other famous kind of phrase of Jesus when he appears after the resurrection to the disciples in John 20. He says, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. And he breathes on the disciples his Holy Spirit, the power to do all that God wants them to do. And so if firstly we are being those that are being shaped by God to live more like Jesus, then secondly, we are those that are sent then into the world. Sent by God to reach out, to speak out, to demonstrate his hope and his love. And of course, that's what we're doing then, isn't it? When we're cleaning the streets and when we're picking up litter. That's what we're doing when we serve panini at the cafe and invite people here to Play Arc or to Messy Church or to the youth groups. It's all the same stuff. Us being sent by God into the world, reaching out with his hope and love. And so in this next 12 months, as has been said already, there will be a significant focus on the reaching out part of who we want to be. We accomplish our vision to live like Jesus, reaching out with God's hope and love through our three kind of focuses: encouraging maturity, equipping for ministry, enabling mission. And it's the last of those, the enabling mission bit, that's going to take up most of our attention in the year to come. And that means that it's exciting times. Because as we reach out, God will never, ever fail to bless that and honour that. I'll say that again. As we reach out, God will never, ever fail to honour that and bless that. In all of my experience, when we reach out as individuals or as a church, God always honours that back to his people by sending people to become part of his church. Often, in my experience, is that been involved in a church that you do evangelism, and for instance, think for a while at a church we were focusing on evangelism by youth, and none of the young people we were evangelizing ever came into the church, but about 30 different people did at the same time. It's almost like God saying, I don't almost care who it is, or not in a I don't care about you way, but I'm not too bothered about the specifics, you just go and do and I'll send. And it's that kind of cooperation with God that we join in with when we're doing mission and evangelism. So on the next three Saturday mornings, if you haven't understood that already, we will be camped outside the co-op on the high street, on Burton Road, just trying to let people know that we are here. That's kind of the aim, really. It's a low threshold that we're aiming for. Sometimes, like yesterday, we'll give away coffee. We won't do that every time. And gave away some cake yesterday. Sometimes we'll be cleaning up litter. That's what we did yesterday. Sometimes we'll be having a chair there saying we'll listen to anybody about anything. Sometimes we'll be giving things away. Sometimes we'll be praying. And then that will continue every fifth Saturday for the rest of the year, so that we've got something of a regular presence in our community, and so that we're making a consistent difference. So it's 9:15 for prayer, 10 o'clock at the co-op, till roughly 11:45, 12 o'clock for a bit. It is great fun. I'm not just saying that because I kind of have to. It actually was fun. And it's so easy. This is the thing that, you know, I've only been a Christian for whatever, 20-odd years. I'm just learning the basics of the lessons, really, at the minute, as you can tell. So we've all got, if you come and help us, you'll get a bespoke LMC purple outreach t-shirt. Polo shirt. And AirTex, we've gone up in the world from cotton. But it's lovely. And then some of us, I hope you know the deep, humble heart that I have when I say the elite of the church have got hoodies. No, I'm joking. So those just went to New Wine, ended up with a load of purple hoodies. And so I it was a bit cold yesterday, and I just thought, well, I'll wear my purple hoodie. Okay, it's got Little Over Methodist Church down the arm. It's got LMC logo there, and it's got my name on the back. It says Gareth. All right? There's a plan there so that I don't lose it. All right? I've got two of them, so I wore one yesterday. I've lost the other one. I don't know where it is. But if anybody sees a hoodie lying around, this massive purple hoodie with my name on the back, then if you just Facebook me or something, that'd be helpful. So anyway, I thought, well, you know, I need to be there. I need to show willing an example. I'm the last time I checked, I was the pastor, so ought to be there. So there I was, very happy to be so. And I thought, oh, no, what I'll do, some litter picking, and I'll go and clear up also the back of the co-op car park. I was there before Dave Ratcliffe was, by the way. I thought, well, that's good, because I'm doing the stuff, and I'll probably get lots of litter, but probably I won't have to talk to many people. So my conscience is clear, all right? Anyway, so if I was, this is a kind of mutual confession. It's quite cathartic for me to do this. So I'm picking up the litter, and we ended up between us filling eight black sacks in an hour and 45 minutes. So it shows how much litter there is there. And what I found was that people started talking to me, which is nothing I'd really bargained for, all right? And so three times in the space of about half an hour, somebody shouted over to me, "Hello, Gareth." And I'm thinking, "Who are you? How do you know my name?" I think, I'm not very quick on the uptake. I'm thinking, have I buried their mother or something? You know what? Who is it? Anyway, and each time, just as I think it was Dave that said this. So each time, it was somebody else who I'd never met before who engaged me in conversation. It's so easy. And, you know, I didn't have three people repenting at my feet in tears, you know, listening to my greatest sermon on salvation. One of them, and I won't repeat it verbatim because it's too many expletives for this holy and hallowed place. But, which is fine. He said, "I wouldn't bother if I were you. You know, you're wasting your time." I said, "Well, yeah, maybe, but we're just, you know, trying to make a little difference." "Where are you from, anyway?" And the person before had asked me whether I was doing community service. "Yes, but not the kind that you're thinking of," is the answer. So anyway, this guy said, "You know, where are you from, anyway?" So as my experience often happens, they say, "Well, we're from the Methodist Church at the end of the road." "Well, where's that?" "You know, on the corner of, opposite the fire thing, on the corner of Burton Road, Cotswold Drive." "Blank. Do you mean Blagage Lane?" "No, that's Newmount." And that's what everyone says. So what are you doing here then, if you're from the church? And I said, "Well, we're just trying to make a little difference to our community. We're just trying to clean it up a little bit and try to show that we care about our community." And he said, "Well, and you're from the church?" I said, "Yeah, yeah." He said, "Well, I never would have thought the church would do something like this." Well, that's a scathing analysis, isn't it, number one? But and I said, "Well, we are. You know, it may not be much. We're just trying to make a little difference. Just trying to show that we're here, show that we care." And he went away and said, "Oh, well, I never." And that was it. I'm just trying to, because I think sometimes we we kind of think, oh, mission evangelism, great idea, but I'm not going anywhere near that because it means I actually have to speak to some people and it will be awkward and cringy and I won't know what to say and blah, 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 blah. And I just echo Rob's illustration about good morning. And I didn't even have to do that. And there was no great deep theology. It was just, we're here from the church. And, you know, and I think I said, the climax of my evangelistic effort, if you want a brew, there's a gazebo over there and I'll give you a brew and a cake. And he said, no, it's right. He's already up and at home. I was just trying to say, you know, it's not rocket science. It's not rocket science. It's not rocket science. And then if Saturday mornings aren't good, we've got some other evangelism stuff coming up in the next few weeks. On the 21st of September, that's the Thursday, in the evening at 7:30, we've got an evening for the whole church to think about training in evangelism. It's a one-off evening, and then if you really enjoy it, you can come back for four more to have a bit more intensive training. But by coming to the first one, you're just checking it out, and there's no presumed commitment to come to the other four. But it'd be nice if you did. So 21st of September with Mark Greenwood, who's the National Evangelist for the Elim Pentecostal Church, coming to train us as a whole church in evangelism. I commend that to you. On a Sunday morning, we'll be preaching, as I think Jackie told you last week, through this kind of subject of evangelism and mission over the next few Sundays. On the 15th of October, we've got our big welcome service, so big invitational Sunday, where we're just hoping to invite people to spend the morning with us in church. My experience is that when we invite people to church, some may say no, of course they won't. Some will say yes, and they'll be pleasantly surprised with what goes on. Here, as much as anywhere else, they'll have that surprise because it doesn't, you know, it isn't the type of church they see on Emmerdale or whatever, or Mr. Bean's, you know, christening evening, whatever. It's different. There's a common evening on the 24th of November at Michelover Golf Club. We had a great time last time with Tony Vino, and we've got a guy called Mark Palmer coming this time. We're going this Sunday. This is one of these great ideas that we had in April and thought, we must do this, this will be great. And now I have to say, I'm thinking, oh, what are we doing? We're having two Christmas carol services this year on the same day because we ran out of space last year. So we thought, right, we'll go for two, and we're going to try and fill the church twice. It won't, you know, simple Christmas carols, nice, you know, choir. We'll be singing their choir stuff, you know, and we'll be sharing the gospel, the hope of God incarnate at Christmas time. Then there's the ongoing stuff, cafe, messy church, youth clubs, all that stuff, all right? As Jesus was sent by the Father, so we are sent to the world. Why are we sent? We are sent to transform the world. You and I are sent to change the world. And having just said it's no big deal, that perhaps seems a bit counterintuitive, but as you and I are being sanctified, as you and I are being made more holy, as you and I are being changed to be like Jesus, so actually we are sent into the world to sanctify the world. We're sent into the world to make the world a more holy and wholesome place. We're sent to change the world. So when we're cleaning up litter, we are changing the atmosphere of the world, or rather God is doing so through you and me. When we're giving somebody a hot drink on a wet day, then we're sanctifying, making more holy and saintly the world. When we listen to somebody unburden themselves, we're sanctifying the world. When we pray for somebody, when we share a sense of God's hope and love with somebody, all this and loads more, we are seeing God slowly change and transform the world bit by bit, bringing his kingdom closer and closer through who? You and me, his disciples and his followers. So we are sent by God, just as Jesus was sent, to change and redeem and restore the world by God's power at work in us. And that is what we want, isn't it? It's what I want anyway, for as long as I'm here. I want a changed Littleover, a changed Derby, a sanctified community. I want that for our street. Got some dodgy neighbours in our street, just a couple of doors down. But I want that for the school my kids go to. that it would be more saintly. I mean, it's not, that wasn't an implicit criticism. I just long for it to be filled with more of Jesus. I want, you know, if what would your workplace look like if there was more of Jesus in it? What would your family, your street look like if there were more of Jesus in it? Well, there can be more of Jesus in it because he is in you. And he wants to break out more and more. That transformation comes to all of your orbit, all of your world, and all of mine being changed bit by bit by bit. You are sent then to change the world wherever you're placed. Compare the meerkat says. Simples. Simples. It's not rocket science. Yeah, it's not always easy. Jesus prays for protection for his disciples because the world can sometimes be hostile. But he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. Be a sanctified people. Live like Jesus. Reach out then with God's hope and love in words and in deeds. And as you do so, be confident then that even through our simple acts of kindness and love, God is sanctifying, making more saintly the world in which we live. Shall we stand together? And so, Father, we pray for ourselves that you would increase that work of holiness, even perfection in us. That you would continue to change and transform your people. That more of you might shine through more of us. And for our community and for the people in the orbit of our lives, we pray too, Father. Thank you that you love them so dearly and your longing is for them to connect with you and know relationship with you. Would you take us and would you use us wherever it is that you place us to be those who spread the light of Christ. The environment we're in might be changed and transformed and indeed be sanctified, made more Christly, more holy. Lord, we give ourselves to you. Take us, we pray, and use us to change the world for Jesus' sake. Amen.